Moderation? Hey, buddy, watch where you're driving. It's keeping your cool.
Moderation means different things to different people. It means avoiding excess, staying within bounds, taking it easy. It means keeping your cool and maintaining control. Most of all, it means doing the right thing. Remember, if you choose to drink, know the meaning of the word and know the law. If you're under 21, moderation means abstinence where alcohol is concerned. For more information, send for your free Know Your Limits card. Write the Distilled Spirits Council, 1250 I Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20005. A message from the Distilled Spirits Council.
In multiple sclerosis, we may not be able to answer the whys yet. But we do have answers to many important questions, such as how to manage MS symptoms, where to get equipment loans, who can provide needed counseling, and what educational and recreational support is available to assist those with MS and their families. We're the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and we're dedicated to helping people with MS live longer, more productive lives. Whether you're newly diagnosed or have had multiple sclerosis for many years, there is a range of special services offered just for you by our 144 chapters and branches in all 50 states. We're the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and we don't take MS lying down. For help in your area, call your local MS chapter or 1-800-LEARN-MS. That's 1-800-LEARN-MS.
I will do my very best to make sure we have a final and full resolution of the POW MIA issue.
And so the question is, has he in fact done his best? Have we held out the stick long enough? Is it time to apply the carrot to grant what the country has now granted them? And that is to say, an end to the trade embargo. Vietnam's deputy foreign minister has already announced that his country will open a liaison office in Washington. And I will quote, he says, it is a transitional step toward full diplomatic relations with the United States. Our guests in studio have differing views about the advisability of lifting this embargo. In favor of it is Virginia Foote, director of the U.S.-Vietnam Trade Council. Opposed, Tom Birch, chairman of the National Vietnam Veterans Coalition. As we go to our calls at 703-418-1500, let me ask you first, Ms. Foote, the advisability that this is a foot in the door to what amounts to total normal relations. Is that good? Do we go from trade now to complete diplomatic relations?
Well, the goal of U.S. policy is to have normal economic and diplomatic relations with all countries, as it should be. That is the goal of U.S.-Vietnam policy. There are several obstacles standing in the way, which one of which is the fullest possible accounting. And this is a step that should enhance that process, continue that process, and the goal is the fullest possible accounting. It continues to be, even though the embargo has been lifted.
Mr. Birch, is this the right course to go, and is it the course that will be followed? Is the end of the trade embargo just one step toward full diplomatic relations?
Not as far as Vietnam veterans are concerned, because we still have the issue of these alive Americans, and that's the only thing that holds us back from going along with these various programs. But since that issue is still not resolved, Vietnam veterans, as a matter of honor, will continue to fight any formal normalization, continue to, any trading movements or anything else involving the Vietnamese until they come forth with these men they're still holding in Vietnam and primarily in Laos.
Well, certainly, obviously, you don't speak for all of them. For example, Jan Scruggs, who's the head of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Terry Anderson, Lou
Yeah,
Palmer.
But Terry Anderson's a person who went.
Senator
Jan Scruggs
McCain.
Only has an organization of about 15. I got 300,000 men in my 75 groups. I'm talking about where the manpower is. American Legion, 3 million. They're very much against the VFW,
Nobody
the
heard
DAV.
From those 3 million
Oh, yes,
in the lab.
They all,
no,
oh, yes, they've been pouring
well, be
calls into the
May.
White House.
We're about to hear from your phone calls at 703-418-1500, and we lead off with Albuquerque. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, first off, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I spent 2.5 years there. He doesn't speak for me. It's been, 19 years since the war's over? Let's finish the war. Let's let it end. We didn't do this to Germany. We didn't do this to Japan. Let's bury the war. Thank you.
Okay, comments. I guess, Mr. Birch, you first.
Well, if you don't believe there are any men alive over there, you have no reason to oppose the lifting of the embargo. If you think they are, you would be. Also, in Germany and Japan, we didn't have 11,000 live sighting reports coming out that they were still holding our men alive.
Is that the key issue to you, Ms. Foote, whether or not there are people still alive? In other words, if there were.
There are live Americans in Vietnam. They are traveling there. They're businessmen there. They're American diplomats there. And
but
there
we're
are
talking
American
about those being held against their
there
will.
There are no Americans being held there against the will. That's
you
a couldn't fantasy.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. If there were, would that change your viewpoint completely?
Certainly it would.
I'm just asking.
Certainly
okay,
it would.
Thank you. Next call from Merrill, Wisconsin. Hello, you're on the radio.
Yes, good evening. I would just like to say that after the Korean War, the Russians had POWs from Korea, and they just admitted it in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that China has POWs from the Korean War, or had POWs from the Korean War, and I believe they have them from Vietnam.
There are considerable missing, I think, still unaccounted for from World War II and probably most any
70,000.
War we've ever fought. That does raise the interesting point. I don't want our people to be left behind either, but it would seem, Mr. Birch, that we have suddenly and rather late in the 200-year history of this country become very concerned about the accounting of every last single person. Why was there not such a furor over far greater numbers from, say, World War II?
Well, I think it was a feeling that our national leaders wouldn't lie to us about it, and the calmer of Vietnam veterans is not to let this be swept against under the rug. We, for 20 years, it's taken us till we could finally pry at these live sighting reports to prove that these people, there was substantial evidence these people were there. But other than that, we had to use information by word of mouth because we couldn't use declassified documents without being indicted. Once we got them declassified, we've been able to lay the evidence on the table that the men were there. And matter of fact, they finally admitted after 1973, some were left behind. The question is whether they're alive today, not whether some were left behind alive.
All right, Ms. Foote.
None of that is true. The American military experts working on this today do not believe anything that has just been said.
You mean the Defense Intelligence Agency,
no,
the cover-up
I mean,
experts?
Oh, I see.
They are the cover-up
experts.
The Department
of Defense cannot be trusted in a thing they say on this issue,
No,
guess,
the
is
Defense
what
Intelligence
hearing.
Agency, not the Department of Defense. The Defense Intelligence Agency
well,
cannot
is there
be trusted.
Any, is there any government official who has
who
stepped
can be
forward?
Trusted?
Well, who has stepped forward and espoused your point of view. It seems you hear near
no.
unanimity, don't you, from the government. Isn't there anybody out there willing to take your side, Mr. Birch?
Well, of course, because General Ty recently did that. We've had senators on Hill like Senator Smith, and recently the Secretaries of Defense, Laird, Schlesinger, from the 1973 period, said that they felt men were left behind. So there have been a number of government officials that just don't get listened to, and they don't do anything about it after they come forward.
I haven't heard them quite as definitive
no,
in their
they
charges.
Certainly have
as,
not.
As you've been. Rochester, New York. Hello, you're on the radio.
Good evening, Jim.
Good evening.
Just to let you know, I'm a Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
From April of 68 to April of 69, I had an all-expense-paid tour of Vietnam, Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman does not speak for me. It's time to stop digging at the wounds, let the wounds heal. It's time to begin trade with them, get some jobs back in the line for our people here, and let this issue die the death that it should die.
Okay. At this point, we should probably make clear our policy on calls. We take them randomly, and we could get 20 in a row that favor the foot position, 20 in a row that favor the Birch position. We don't stack them. In fact, I wish that we didn't have two back-to-back who are in one position.
That's quite
so
all right.
If you happen to have a different viewpoint, if you agree with Mr. Birch, you especially should give us a call at 703-418-1500. I'm not sure what that was. 703-418-1500, and we'll take more calls for our guests after these messages.
No city sizzles like Miami, where the action makes headlines as blazing as the sun.
And no writer captures it better than Edna Buchanan, Pulitzer Prize-winning Miami crime reporter and best-selling true crime writer.
Who now turns to fiction with two supercharged thrillers.
She's the queen of crime, says the Los Angeles Daily News.
Feel the heat, the wild beat of the street in Contents Under Pressure, now in paperback.
A cracklin' good page-turner of suspense, says USA Today.
One of the 10 best crime novels of the year, says the LA Times.
And now, just out in hardcover, her explosive new novel of suspense, Miami, It's Murder.
The title may say murder, but on the pages, it's pure adrenaline-pumping excitement, says John Katzenbach, author of Day of Reckoning.
So be on the lookout for Contents Under Pressure in paperback from Avon Books and Miami, It's Murder in hardcover from Hyperion.
Two dynamite novels by Edna Buchanan.
The Queen of Crime.
You get red, you get itchy, a little bit of burn to it.
Ed Sweeney of Limestone, Maine is telling us about Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
Well, first of all, it's cool and it's tingly. It feels good. It's just made me more comfortable. Gold Bond.
Gold Bond's triple action is the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide.
Gold Bond works every time. Takes care of rashes, makes them not hurt anymore, not itch anymore.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed.
At the first sign of rain, you break out the umbrella, right? Right. And at the first sign of a cold or flu, you get out the Coracidin. It relieves your cold and flu symptoms fast and helps prevent them from getting worse. And Coracidin is the only cold and flu medicine available with and without a decongestant. The decongestant-free formula is recommended by pharmacists for people with high blood pressure. So why take a cold or flu lying down? Take Coracidin at the very first sign. Ask your doctor. Use only as directed.
Mom! Whoa! I can't keep up with you!
Vitality and beauty have nothing to do with age. Just make sure you have the full support of your bones by preventing and treating osteoporosis. Ask your doctor if you're at risk, or call the National Osteoporosis Foundation at 1-800-223-9994. We have a vital interest in your bones.
Not bad, honey. You're getting the hang of it.
Mom, you're amazing.
Taking the keys from a friend who's been drinking doesn't have to be a big confrontation. You could just make a few promises.
Ellen, if you let me drive us home, I'll let you borrow my pink tube skirt.
Oh.
Choose the next six movies we rent. And I promise I'll never, ever hassle you again about the way you leave the bathroom in the morning.
Oh, really?
Offer just a little set of keys.
Deal.
Thanks.
Whatever you do, do whatever it takes. Take the keys. Call a cab. Take a stand. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
My colleagues believe this is the right course. I believe it is the wrong decision at the wrong time for the wrong reasons.
Robert Dole, Senate Republican leader, and a man opposed to this lifting of the trade sanctions against Vietnam. As we go back to your calls at 703-418-1500, we should note that AT&T has signed an agreement to reestablish direct telephone links between the U.S. and Vietnam. That appears to be the biggest business deal in Vietnam by an American company in almost 20 years, and it certainly is only part of what has been a rush to take place. And the thaw in relations is certainly proceeding. 703-418-1500. And we go now to this call from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hello.
Jim, it's good to hear AT&T is doing that. I wish they would do that between the tundra of the frozen north of North Dakota and your show in Washington.
Say again, please.
As it goes, we have that fun adventure with the cutoffs of the various AT&T baby bells that it's utterly impossible to get through to you.
Well, we certainly are sorry about that, and it's an issue worthy of discussion on the open phone segment of the program sometime. Right now, we're talking about the normalization of relations with Vietnam. What would you like to say about that?
Well, we had a chance to be there, and I would guess that you see them lining up. Senator Dole says this. Other senators that have been there, and boy, you've put together a hodgepodge of people tonight.
Well, I don't know about a hodgepodge. We have we put together two people who seem quite articulate in their opposing viewpoints. As hodgepodges go, it seems to be one of the better hodges and podges, I would say. We go to Houston next. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. A Vietnam veteran, and I think we need to let all this go. I mean, I understand Mr. Birch's feeling, and he believes that there's still people there. I oppose that. I don't think there's still people there. And sometime all of us have got to let this go. And we want to let it go. those of us who were there want to let it go.
Let me ask you this, caller. What if there's a chance Mr. Birch is right? I mean, if these are actual Americans who are being held against their will, let's assume for the moment that he's correct. And I do not buy the flat-out assertion he makes that he is correct, but I certainly have to at least leave open the possibility. What if he is? In that event, is it worth putting it behind us?
I think if there's people still there, which I doubt, and I'll say that up front, I don't think doing business with Vietnam really has any impact on that.
Well, now that's interesting. I want our guests to respond to that. Frank Gaffney, who is the director of the Center for Security Policy, says that there has been the theory that if we normalize relations, it'll put greater pressure on Hanoi to cooperate. He says, let me just finish the statement. He says, in fact, American corporations and the U.S. then will have a common interest in not rocking the boat. Ms. Foote, first, would that not seem to be the case once we're established over there? Wouldn't it be awfully inconvenient for the bottom line if suddenly these people start showing up? Wouldn't it be better just to forget about them?
Well, there are all sorts of theories. We could spin all kinds of scenarios in this. The point is we have had, we've spent $100 million a year in the last 2 years investigating these cases. The theories can exist forever. They're not true. They have been tested over and over again. We have brought home 63 sets of remains this year. We're conducting live sighting investigations. We're going all over that country every day. We had 100 people investigating last month. Certainly, there's all kinds of theories. There are theories about Martians, too. That does not determine what U.S. policy ought to be.
You, Mr. Birch, I take it, would agree with the Frank Gaffney assessment that this would, in fact, lead to a more or less, shall we say, collusion among the parties involved, that it would be a little untidy if these people suddenly turned up.
Well, no politician would want to follow them in, but really the type of investigation has been going, it's been a bone strategy. Go to the crash sites and sift them out. What we wanted them to do is go to the prisons and the locations where these 11,000 reports were coming from and check them out firsthand, and they wouldn't do that. As a matter of fact, I've been to the Pentagon and met with some of the people and asked them to do that. They told me they would. They haven't done it, and that's the problem. They didn't go and check the live sighting reports. They went to grave sites. And that's the whole issue. Well, ask General Ryan; he'll tell you they didn't go with that, because I asked him a month ago, and I'm going to a meeting this week, and he says he hadn't done it.
Let me ask you this first, Ms. Foote, and then Mr. Birch, and then we'll go back to the calls. Is there any instance on record now? Mr. Gaffney here says that 1993 was the worst year in recent memory in terms of progress on Hanoi's willingness to actually be forthcoming. Is there a case in recent memory, Ms. Foote, in which American observers have been denied access to anything that they wanted to see over there? Like, I want to go here, and the Vietnamese said, you can't go there?
No, in fact, they have not. We have been going into prisons. We have been investigating live sighting reports. We have been interviewing their top military officials. We have been going into their archives. Every day this work is going on. Further, it is not the worst year. It is the third best year on record, and the Department of Defense and the Admiral Larson and General Vesey and General Needham have all said so.
Okay, Mr. Birch.
Well, you had about 4,000 photographs turned and only resulted in 3 new identifications. Frankly, General Ryan admitted to me they hadn't been able to get into 2 major cave complexes, one north of Hanoi and one in the highlands, which are numerous reports that men have been held. I don't think they're there now, but he can't get in there to take a look at them. The famous tomb complex on the Ho Chi Minh's grave tomb.
That has
they
been
have
investigated.
Not fully. They let them go into some rooms, but not through the whole complex, and that's the type of thing. You get a piece of it, you don't get it all.
All right, let's go to Lafayette, Louisiana. Hello.
Yeah, Jim, don't cut me off because...
Well, I'll decide that based on what you have to say, caller,
Jim,
so go right ahead.
Just burn me up comparing Vietnam vets to Martians. Look, Jim, after World War II, 78,000 Americans were left. After Korea, 8,000 veterans were left.
Well, now, when we say left, we do know that they were not accounted for. We do not know, in fact, whether or not they were killed in battle and never discovered, whether or not they languished in prison camps and were died. To say that they were, quote, left is an overstatement of the fact. We wish we knew, but we don't for a fact know that they were, quote, left alive. We just don't know, caller.
I spent the day with a double amputee from Vietnam, okay, in Da Nang, got his legs blown off.
Mm-hmm.
Spent the day with people who have post-traumatic stress.
Well, I'm sorry, there are a lot of people out there that suffered a lot, but I don't know that that necessarily magnifies their credibility.
Jim, why does this administration let business takes precedence over blood, Jim?
Well, that assumes, of course, that what you're saying is correct, since that would seem to be a charge leveled at the foot position here. Let's let Virginia Foot respond to that. Are we, in fact, letting money take precedence over blood?
There's no blood.
Well, if there are bodies, not bodies, but real live Americans out there, that would be the case. This is all predicated, I guess.
But there are not live Americans in Vietnam today.
Let me ask the caller from Lafayette why he is convinced. I'll pose the question, see, and then you give the answer, Lafayette. The question is this. Why are you so convinced that, in fact, they are there?
Simply because of the fact, Jim.
The fact of what?
My first sergeant died in my arms in Saigon.
I'm sorry he died in your arms. What does that have to do with whether or not you're convinced that they're being held against their will?
They are being held against their will.
Why?
Because of disorientation. The hostages that came from Lebanon that were held sympathize with their hostage takers, Jim. You know.
But I don't know that, in fact, any people are still being held, and you're not really being very persuasive, caller.
Business is taking precedence over the blood.
You're making flat assertions. I must say Mr. Birch has been far more persuasive in his presentation. We'll take a break. We have more calls to come. 703-418-1500. We'll be back after these messages.
When I was a kid, Dad always looked out for me.
That's what dads are for.
Now I'm looking out for him with Ensure. More than a vitamin supplement, Ensure is a delicious drink with all the nutrients adults need to stay healthy, active, be energetic.
Ensure is even recommended number one by doctors as a source of complete, balanced nutrition.
Drink Ensure as a meal or in between. To your health, Dad.
To our health.
Oh, Dad.
Use as directed.
From the author of Roots comes the story of an unforgettable woman. Queen, Alex Haley's new bestseller, tells a story of generations, a saga that sweeps from the emerald shores of Ireland to the grand plantations of Alabama, from the agonies of slavery to the dawn of freedom after the Civil War. Queen, a powerful and passionate epic told through the heartbreak and triumph of one American family. Queen by Alex Haley and David Stevens, now in Avon paperback.
By the year 2000, over 40 million people may be using mobile phones. With the growing need for mobile phone service, the FCC is awarding valuable licenses in specialized mobile radio, or SMR. If you have at least $7,000 of risk capital, call 1-800-550-3388 to get details on how you can own an SMR license. Get in on the hottest new wave of wireless communications. Dial 1-800-550-3388 for free information. Sponsored by Mobile Services.
Carpeting from Sears can make all the difference in your home. And now more than ever, all the difference in the price. Right now, save from $5 to $16 a square yard on all closeout color-made easy carpeting. And save $10 a square yard on two great Berber carpets through February 5th. From start to finish, Sears guarantees your satisfaction. So don't miss our lowest prices ever during our closeout of color-made easy and two great Berber carpets at Sears. Bringing America's best to you.
Hello, listeners. This is Harold Siegel with FSG International Commodity Brokers. Recently, we've seen a big drop in world oil prices. We would recommend taking advantage of this opportunity to buy low and speculate in unleaded gasoline options. A 10 to 20 cent increase in unleaded gas above your strike price could return as much as $20,000 to $40,000 on a $5,000 investment. Call 1-800-944-3000 for free information on speculating in the unleaded gasoline market, and I'll send you charts, risk disclosure documents, and the Blue Book, which will hopefully answer any questions you have on options trading. That's 1-800-944-3000 for free information on unleaded gasoline trading. These markets are speculative, involve a risk of loss, so only invest risk capital. The minimum account is $5,000. You must earn at least $25,000 a year and have a $50,000 net worth to trade. Call now for free information on speculating in the unleaded gasoline market. Call 1-800-944-3000 and have a profitable day.
Their country, these are their people, these are their documents, and we need their cooperation. I think the president today is guaranteed we'll have it.
Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, in the belief that the move to bring trade between the U.S. and Vietnam will encourage the Vietnamese to cooperate fully on the POW-MIA issue. In studio, of course, our guests again disagree on that subject. As we go back to the calls here very briefly, I would like your thought on what is maybe an interim step to full diplomatic relations, and that would be, now that we have trade back, most favored nation trading status. That would be basically the most favorable terms possible. It's been a big debate, of course, about the Chinese with human rights. Is that a next viable step, or should we dangle that and try to get more information, Ms. Foote?
Well, actually, it's a fairly complicated issue because there's other outstanding issues that need to be negotiated between the United States and Vietnam, including assets and claims. I think that's probably months, if not a couple years off.
And I assume you would be opposed to that?
No,
Mr.
and
Bush?
Actually, I agree with her on that. I think you have diplomatic, they have a lot of munitions, licenses, and, you know, different products that are one thing. There have to be a lot of things cleared up and straightened out just from an economic point of view before you can get to that. I think that's pretty far off.
Okay, here's Omaha. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if it might be possible if Ms. Foote would allow Mr. Birch to sit in on some of the meetings that they have, if he has information as to where the POWs might be, that way both of you could get together. I think you're both at odds, and I think we both want to get the men home.
Well, I think in answer to that, I'm not an expert on this. I have traveled to Vietnam quite a bit with veterans groups, and I've been working with the Joint Task Force and helping senators travel out there. There is a very large operation that Mr. Birch and all the others who have any information, they are free to and have, in fact, given a lot of information over, and the Joint Task Force has followed up on these leads, as they should. I mean, all of these pieces of information should be looked at and examined, and they are. It's an open system. Now.
Well, you're shaking your head no, Mr. Birch.
No,
they've not been followed up?
No, we've tried to give them information, and they try to debunk us. They harass some of our sources, and they won't follow up with the live sighting reports, so we can't work with the Defense Intelligence Agency, and that's who the problem is. Okay. We don't have problems with other government officials, but we do have a problem with the Defense Intelligence Agency, who has a mindset to debunk and separate what less involves remains.
Okay, quick call from Buffalo. Hello.
Yes, I'm a Vietnam veteran of the Marine Corps in Vietnam, and I disagree with the lifting of the trade embargo until we do get a full accounting of our POWs and MIAs by the Vietnamese government. I'd just like to bring out this one point. Back in 1973, when our government was negotiating with the North Vietnamese on the POW issue, our government balked with the first list that was given by the North Vietnam government. All of a sudden, approximately 200 more names, POWs, came up on that list. Nixon was under a lot of political pressure at that time to get this war over with. I kind of wonder if he was given more time, more POWs could have came up on the POW
okay.
list.
Time is the one thing that we are not in great possession of right now, but I wanted to make sure you had a chance to state your case. And again, I just want to re-identify our guest, Tom Birch of the National Vietnam Veterans Coalition, Virginia Foote of the U.S.-Vietnam Trade Council. We thank them for being on the program tonight. The debate rages on. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.